Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Greetings in the name of Jesus. Welcome to the Agape Word by Prayer Delivery Ministry. This is Pastor Ruth from North Carolina. So we welcome you in the precious name of Jesus on May the 12th, 2021. We do give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. For each and every one that may call in tonight, we bless you. We bless you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name, we love the Lord. We praise him just for being who he is. We just thank God. We thank God for just being God all by yourself. We thank God for each and every person tonight. For who's calling in, who's going to call in. We're here to pray with you. We're here to bring the word of God. We're here to bring the word of God to each and every person that may call in tonight. We bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. We just thank the Lord for another day and another opportunity to just, you know, to welcome him, to be able to minister to the needs of the people tonight. It is our pleasure to bring glory and honor to God and to set his people free. You know, we just thank God for all he is and all he's going to do, you know, and all he will do and will love to do through his people tonight. So we just welcome the Lord Jesus Christ and all the people, each and every person tonight. And we just come forth and begin to, we'll pray, and then we'll go to the word. If we have any callers, call on in and the hands up. We will recognize you and pray with you and stand and believe with you or minister you as the Holy Spirit leads. And I pray to decrease that the Holy Spirit may increase and give out of me what he would have his people to have tonight. We just thank him for his mercy and his kindness. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, we come before you tonight. We give you glory and honor and praise, God, just for being all by yourself. We thank you, God, for just blessing us, Father. We pray, Father, for this world as a whole. We pray for each and every ministry, God, that you have called and truly called in this world, Father. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for a sovereign move of the Holy Spirit to come forth and touch the hearts of people, God. We ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, give us that burden to pray, God. Give us that burden to seek your face, Father. Put a closer walk with you, Father, not just for your hand in the name of Jesus. And God, there's so many of us we're going through. So many of us, we need a move of the Holy Spirit, Father. Lord God, we just praise you. We honor you. We glorify you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just lift you up tonight. We just pray for all leaderships on whatever level they own. We pray for the school system. We pray for the teachers. We pray for the principal. We pray for, Lord God, the police department. We pray, Lord God, for the mailman. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for the hurting people today, God. Lord God, I see so many people dying and so many people getting killed, God, all different ages. I just lift up all bereaved family to you tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I ask you to touch them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give them comfort, which is the Holy Ghost, is their comfort. God, comfort them tonight, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Those in the hospitals and nursing homes, God, wherever they are, we lift them up to you right now, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for your mercy. We thank you, God, for your love. God, somebody tonight don't have a place to lay their head, God. I pray, Father, that you will open up a door so they can have a place to go tonight, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. Somebody who maybe, be God, don't have any food. Lord God, you are supplied, God. I know the word of God tells us that the field is white, but the labors are few. So I'm asking you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to touch somebody's heart, God. Lord God, that they will, Lord God, will move on behalf and be the one to take care of that need in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God, and whomever's sick tonight, wherever they are, whatever condition they're going through in their life, in their body, God, I pray for them tonight, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to move by your spirit tonight, Father God. Have your will and your way, God. Because we, Lord God, we desire, but this episode, Lord, it's about the Lord Jesus Savior, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's about you. We want to bring forth your bread of life to your people, God, that they will bring life unto your people. This is our heart's desire, because the life is the life, Zoe life of Christ. It will not only sustain us, Lord God, but it keep us. And it's just not the breath of life. And Lord, we give you the highest glory, the highest praise, the highest honor. We give you the best of best. You deserve it all. Oh, God, all our honor, all our praise, God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, just for being all by yourself tonight, God. We just lift you up, Jesus, in the precious name of Jesus. We pray for other countries. We pray for other leaders, God. We pray for ministries in other countries, in other places, the one that represents you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I pray, God, for all ministries that are struggling tonight to obey your will, Lord God, to do your will, and God, they don't have the support that they need from the people, God. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, because of they willing to obey you, God, make a way out of no way, God, and give them and supply them what they need, God. Those who want to start out into your ministry, God, that you have called, Father, and Lord God, don't know which way to go or which way to start, I ask you to give them the wisdom, God, meet them at their need, God, in the name of Jesus, and let them know that whatever you start, you will fix, you will take care of it, you will ordain it. Because if we learn to be your ambassador, and we your sent one, and we go where you would have us to go, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we thank you, Lord God, for your mercy, God. We thank you just for your love. We thank you, God, for your peace. In spite of what we're going through, God, some of us don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, but we do know, we know that you will be there in spite of the obstacle, in spite of what's going through, going down, coming up, whatever it is, in the name of Jesus, in the precious name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you just for your mercy. I thank you for grace. I just thank you, Lord God, as I pray, God, for even for whatever nationality, whoever they are, wherever, I lift them up to you right now, Father God. I lift up mothers, God, that may be having babies tonight, God. Lord God, I lift them up to you tonight. I lift up, Lord God, send the angels to protect these little babies and children, God, for people are just killing them, God. Lord God, Lord, help us. There's a call out to establish your kingdom, God. Help us to get on board, Father, in the name of Jesus, and begin to have some concern about what you have called us to do, God, your kingdom, Father. In the name of Jesus, just sitting around waiting, God, for you to bless us, sitting around waiting for you to make us comfortable and happy in our family, God, when so many others, God, of people are going around, Father, and they don't have, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God. Give me a heart after your heart, God. Lord God, help me. Use me, God, to help and go forth, God, to do the work that I'm called to do, Father God, to meet someone's need, God. We ask you to open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that will be room enough to store, Father, in the name of Jesus, so that, Lord God, I can be able, and those who are like me, God, who wants to be a blessing, who wants to help people, Father God, who got your heart on mine, Father, help them to come out, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I just continue to pray for Ayana, that you will strengthen her, Father. I pray, Lord God, that you will give her more wisdom, God. I pray, Father, that you will give her more your heart, Father, in the name of Jesus, that she'll seek your face, Father, in spite of what she's going through, in spite of what she needs. Father, that she'll know, Father God, and she get in that right place with you, Father, you will meet the need. You will meet the need, Father. I thank you tonight for what you've done in her life, what you promised me you will do, and I see it's coming to pass, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, how I thank you so much from the bottom and the depths of my heart, Father God. The Lord God, I see, Father, that you're faithful to make me, Lord God, even a more knowing that what I'm going through right now, God, I believe that I'm coming up out of this too, Father. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for even, Father, in the name of Jesus, for how you protect us today, even from the rain, Father, that it didn't come down, rain come down, Father. I thank you for that right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. I praise you for all your goodness and your mercy, God. I thank you, Lord God, for being so faithful. Father, I thank you for being so faithful, Lord Jesus. I praise you, God. I praise you, you're faithful. If you can find a faithful people you will be faithful, Father, that you can find a people that will trust you with all their whole soul, heart, mind, God, and lean not to their own understanding, God. You will be faithful, so God. I thank you tonight, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, for Lord, for your love and your mercy. Oh, Father, I really do thank you. I thank you, God. I praise your name tonight, God. Lord, I see your word come to pass, God. I see, Father God, in the midst of the storm, I thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding. Keep my heart and my mind, God. I know that it's no one but you, Father. I know and I thank you, Lord God. And, Lord, I just pray tonight, Father God, that you just touch people's heart, touch their mind, that just move on their behalf, God. Supply the needs, whatever the needs is, Father. You do have obedient people, God, that will take care of the needs of whatever the person is needing, God, whether it's finance, God, whether it's prayer, God, whether it's love, God, whether it's love. You got someone you always have, someone who's obedient to your will tonight, God. And I stand, God, in proxy. I stand in prayer, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. I thank you tonight. Oh, praise your holy name, God. Just for being God all by yourself, Lord God. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I can't thank you enough, God. I know, God, you're getting ready to move. You are moving. I know you're getting ready to manifest some things, Father, in the name of Jesus, because of consistent praise keep coming out, Father, in the name of Jesus. But I pray, though, God, that it's kissed on to other people, God, and the ones that's standing in need and walking obedient, God. I pray, Father, God, in the name of Jesus, that you open up the windows of heaven and pour them out a blessing. There won't be room at the store, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Thank you for whatever you're getting ready to do. I thank you before I see the manifestation of it, God. Thank you, God, not just for me, God, but moving for your people, God. So many of us are standing in faith, and we really trust and believe in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We're walking in obedience to the best of our ability, Father, in the name of Jesus. We're not taking you for granted and taking you for life, Father God. We're not just looking at you for your hand, Father. Lord God, we want to know what's on your heart tonight. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against the selfishness of people, God. We come against, we break the power of it right now in the name of Jesus. Help us to have a heart for someone else, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray tonight, God, we just give you the glory, we give you the praise, we give you the honor, and we bless the one that has called in, Father. We bless them. We speak the blessing. I decree and declare, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, even as the anointing is resting upon me, Lord God, as this praise just has me continue coming up out of my belly, Father God, I've spread it in the name of Jesus by the Spirit. In the name of Jesus, it will just be like a wildfire and catch on fire. They'll find themselves coming up from their belly, just praising you, God. Praising you and letting it get out, God. And when they do, Lord God, the blessing will begin to flow. And Lord, I thank you tonight for that. I praise you. We give you the glory, we give you the honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank God for what he's doing. Hallelujah. Thank you. I thank and praise him. And I won't really apologize for, you know, for the praises coming up. But for the last several days, I mentioned something to some of you about when the water came in the place the other day. And at first, it's kind of frustrating because I'm tired of mopping it up. But then again, it just was a praise come out. And a lot of time with me, I know when God's getting ready to bless or something, because what happened to me, it just like it starts up in my belly. And it just, like I can't help but let, you know, just praise him. And usually, if I go ahead and obey it and release it out, usually a blessing come forth. And today, like I said, it happened again today. And, you know, I thank God today because, like I say, I have not been to bed yet. But, you know, if whatever God is doing, and then I'm a minister today too, minister, but whatever God is doing, but I see tonight as soon as I got on the show, you know, the praises just came out again. So God is always moving. Never think because you don't see nothing visible that it's not. Because one time he told me a long time ago, he said, I'm always moving even when you think I'm not moving. Use the faith I gave you. And so he told me, use the faith. And so that's why a lot of time I don't look at the outward. You know, I think about what he told me just because I don't see an outward, but he's moving. Then I take this, thing we talk about the plant when you're planting in the ground. You don't see that plant growing for a while either. But we'll go out there again another time and it'll start to coming up. So I thank God for that. I thank God again. I just want to testify before I go to the word. The Lord had laid it on a guy's heart. I have did shows with him when I was on PGN sometime way back. And he works on, I mean, not works on computers, but he know how to do computers and all kind of stuff. And so the Lord had me to ask him last week if he had any kind of information that he could share with me on about how to build a website, because I didn't know how to build one. And my daughter had started one, and I really could never get anyone that knew about computers to, you know, to offer to show me anything or tell me anything about it. And a lot of time I do go on the computer, and I learned a lot of things from pulling up on the Internet. But I just couldn't really get that together. And so, but anyway, I text him and asked him if it's any information that he had, would he mind sharing it with me so I can, you know, do it. But instead of sharing the information with me, he texted me back and told, I would gladly you know, fix it for you. I would gladly do it for you. And he has began to work on a website, and he has sent me a picture, you know, of the logo. Well, I sent one to him, but he turned around. And I told him if he didn't think that one would be suitable for the, you know, the ministry name, that he was, you know, he was welcome to go ahead on and you know, and fix one. And he did. And he sent it, and you know, it is such beautiful. To me, it's beautiful, you know, and he, you know, the way he had it and put on that sale, got it worldwide. You know, and I told him, I said, I don't know whether he remember or not, but back in a few months ago, he came on when I was on one night because I hadn't talked to him in a while. And after I prayed for him and prophesied to him, he turned around and he prayed for me, and he spoke some word on my life. And he was saying at the time, he didn't know what my ministry name was because I never did really get on there and tell anyone. But anyway, he began to speak by going worldwide. And so that's what he put on the and I thank God, because I just want to encourage anyone, just because it don't seem like anyone else will come to your rescue or whatever, God always got somebody. He got always somebody. And I was telling the ladies today that what we as people don't understand, when we got natural gifts and spiritual gifts, God give them to us for the body of Christ. And most times people can have gifts to do stuff, but they won't really, they won't really help. And sometimes, you know, they'll charge or whatever, but sometimes money's not always the thing, because you can do more of a blessing by, you know, by doing and giving. Sometimes you get more back. But I just want to thank God and thank and praise him for what he's doing, and just wanted to share that with you all. And I will, send the picture of it to you all just to show you what it looked like, to see what God can do, just to encourage others whenever you get ready to do it. Even though somebody else may turn you down, but a lot of times that may not be the vessel. It may not be the vessel. You know, because everybody's not the vessel just because we think they are. But we want to thank God and praise God for his goodness and mercy. But I'm going to go to the 27th Psalm and come from there tonight. It was something that I wanted to share, but it was concerned about, I know some of you have been praying with me, had me praying with you and talk about you want to get in the presence of God, get in his presence. And I came across, and I don't know when I wrote it down, or I don't even remember where I got it from, but it was giving different steps on how you can individually, you know, get before God and things to tell you what to do, how to usher his presence in. And so I had thought about tonight, but I said, no, I said, probably in order for me to get it all, they may have to do it on the free conference tomorrow night. But it give different steps and tell you how to get God's presence. But evidently, I had gotten it from someone at some time ago in my life since I've been, you know, in the Lord, where they had used it to get in God's presence. And so they was giving pointers on how to get in God's presence. A lot of times, we go before God to pray or whatever it is, we don't know how to usher him in. Because a lot of times people go in begging and, you know, talking and begging instead of begging for his presence, for his presence to come. But I'll prayerfully share that with you because the Lord lays on my heart. Because like I said, several of you had asked me about praying. You want more of the Lord, you know, and basically his presence. So things don't happen coincidentally. Now, for me to come up all of a sudden and find that, and this is where I look at things. I don't look at things like a lot of times like people do. If somebody been talking to me about a certain thing or whatever going on, and all of a sudden God allowed me to come upon, you know, something connected to that, I know that's him leading. I know that's him leading. He wants me to share that and share that with, each, you know, each one of the ones that, you know, really wants to know how. You may not have time to write it all down or anything like that, but maybe in listening, you can get a general idea, and then when you go before God, you can know what to say out of your own mouth, how to get into his presence, you know. And so we just thank God for that. But anyway, 27th Psalm, I said, the Lord is my light. David was saying, the Lord is my light. For each of us, the Lord is our illumination. The Lord, having the Lord in our life, he's open up. He is light. When the Lord is in people's lives, their life is dark. They're blinded, spiritually blinded, and they're in sin. Anyone that's not in the Lord, I don't care who it is, just about keep telling people. A lot of times when we try to talk to some people and trying to make them see, in the Bible says the prince of this world, which is Satan, had blinded them eyes of them, they can't see. And we have to get a discernment to realize that scriptures say they can't see. So then that's when a lot of times I would pray, Lord, open their eyes so they can see the spiritual eyes. Not the natural eyes, the spiritual eyes. So they can see. But he said, the Lord is my light. This is what David was saying. This is what we should be saying. And my salvation. This word salvation is not necessarily mean eternal salvation. But when you talk about salvation in the Lord, that's deliverance. That's prosperity. That's health. That's you know, healing. All of those things. When you talk about salvation, when you see salvation in Scripture, New Testament or Old Testament, it's not always somebody eternal salvation. This is why I tell people, look up the word and see what's included in there and what you're supposed to be walking in when you say you got salvation or you're waiting for God to deliver. It's include more than it's going to heaven. And this is why I be saying, we have to understand, since it, you know, means all this, then God, I'm not living in all I'm supposed to be living in. So I need to find out what do I need to be doing in order to walk in the wholeness, that abundance of life that you're talking about. But he said, the Lord is my strength. Then he means the Lord is his support. The Lord is my support. The Lord is your support. Not people, not things, not job, not, none of that. The Lord is your support. He's also your light. He's the one that opened up your understanding to understand what you're going through, to understand what's happening. You know, when we do not understand what we're going through, that means we're spiritually blind. When we got to question God, why am I going through this? It don't make sense. And I do hear a lot of Christians say that. And I tell them, I say, you know, you got to be spiritually blind because you study the Word. You know why you're going through. You know his ways. We just don't have to know about him. A lot of people know a historical God. But we got to know him with a personal relationship. So when he's doing what he's doing, we automatically know what he's doing and flow with him instead of flowing against him. Okay? The scripture said, the Lord is my strength, or my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? He was letting people say, since the Lord is his strength, and since the Lord is his illumination, his salvation. And he was saying he wasn't going to fear, too. But anyway, he said, whom should I be afraid of? You and I have no reason to be afraid of anyone. Because when you are in Christ, He got your back. Can't nobody touch you anywhere unless he alive is. And if he will, he won't let them destroy you. They can't. See, the enemy come in to put fear. He come in to put fear in us, saying, oh, they can do this, they can do that. Let me tell you something. Each one of us, we got angels, ministering spirit for the heirs of salvation. And there are times when you walk it right and walking in righteousness and you wreck it right hard. People can try to do something or say something. Guess what? God would have that angel to come to your defense. He would have that angel to come to your defense. So we have no reason to fear. I know we have to grow to a point that, you know, we cast our fear. We let it go. And then there's also a level in Christ that you grow, and the Lord will give us the seven spirits, not seven different spirits, but fear is one of them, you know, the reverence for him. But also the Bible said perfect love, that's not mean, is perfect, like people say, it's mature. Mature love in him. That's the love that Christ comes in and lives in us. It casts out all fear in us. Okay, but he says when they're wicked, the wicked is any kind of evil people. It's not just people out there, the people in the streets. People with evil thoughts, evil imagination, because you got a lot of Christians like that. The Bible calls it wicked. I don't care what they call it. If I ain't like that, he called it wicked. It doesn't matter if I said, well, no, I didn't really mean that. I'm not really like that. The Bible called it wicked. That's what he called it. But he said the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh. They stumbled and fell. They stumbled and fell. Now, God does not love David no more than he loves us. So why fear people? Why fear them? Because eventually, if they're messing with one of God's people, oh, they're coming down. And it's nothing you got to do. You ain't even got to pray blessing upon them. They come back with scripture to you. That's why I say we got to believe the word of God. We got to believe the word of God. And what God is showing me, a lot of his people don't believe the word of God. I had someone that texted me a little while ago, and it was talking about the gas, whatever it is. And they were saying that, you know, they need to pray for the Lord to move the people that, you know, doing whatever they're doing to the gas to raise the price, they need to move out. I texted them and told them back. That's not what scripture say. As we do, 2 Chronicles 7:14 say, as though Jesus is not doing anything. We as Christians have the power over all the power of the enemy. We can change any situation. We don't ask him to go and do anything. That's our job. And I asked the Lord, I said, now, why are we reading about Bible, preaching, teaching, praying, but we don't believe it? We are supposed to take authority over principalities and power, over the city, over the nation, over whatever it is. The believers got the power over it. We don't go and ask Jesus to do anything. I told him, this is why he's not doing a whole lot of things in people's life, because they're going and asking him, Jesus, heal me, Jesus, do this, and Jesus, do that. Jesus said, well, after he went on the cross, he took stripes on back and did all this, okay, and he came and he went back to heaven. He said, I'm going to go back because I'm going to send back another, like me, another comforter. But ye that believes in him, he said, the work that he did, ye should do it also. So who is supposed to be doing the work? We, the believers. And this is why a Lord has been telling me a lot of times, people are praying wrong. They're not praying right. So they're not getting any result. You know, he's telling, well, tell him to rebuke. No, he said, you rebuke. He said, I give you power. Just like an individual, we praying for them to get saved or delivered or set free, and they bound it up with drugs, whatever they bound up with. And he got you a minister. He give you the power, not to tell them to stop doing it. Take authority over that spirit. Command them. You're going to turn my sister and brother loose. Or even if we don't do it, you know, in front of them, we can do it when we're praying. We can send the word. This is why the Lord, a couple of people now told testimony about one lady had been out there for 30 years and comforted me to pray. Grandmother brought her. I didn't tell her, you ain't got no been on no drug. You didn't be on drug. I told the enemy. I've got an enemy again. I took a thought over that spirit. I command that spirit, you got to let her go. I command you. God give me that authority to command you to loose her and let her go. And I don't know what all I ever said, but God instantly set her free. But if I wasn't a true believer and walked in the power, I couldn't have done it. Because I've been around the same individual and other people praying for her, Lord bless her, Lord keep her. And even as being a believer in the Lord, had been in the Lord long, I knew they was praying wrong. And the girl went right back out there on drug at that time. Right back out there on drug. Another one, she was on crack for 11 years. I didn't sit and talk to her about Jesus. Jesus this, Jesus that. Never got on her about drugs, why you on drugs, and you ain't got no business, God don't want you on drugs. That is not the way the Holy Ghost operate. That is not the way he operate. And the drug began to run out of her nose, touched her and delivered her then from 11 years of crack cocaine. But see, it's just like David, you got to know who you are in Christ. You got to know what power that you got. That can't no demon in hell, if you walk in obedience, stand before you. If you're walking like you're supposed to walk in Christ, because the Bible said this, the word is not be in your own mouth. In your deliverance, in whatever's going on with you. When you speak in the word and constantly speak in the word, the devil going to eventually have to move and go. He's going to have to, because he has to bow at the name of Jesus. No, we don't do it in our name. At the name of Jesus, he got to. Now, some demons are stubborn. And some demons, you have to keep on, because the demon, the spirit that is operating through people have to know you mean what you say. And see, now I've been like a bold soldier for a long time. I tell them when I'm, you know, what's up with demons and things, but I'm people. No, I don't obey demons. I say, you're going to obey me. You coming out. You have to know who you are in Christ. You have to stick with that word, stick with that word all the time. Yeah, I made people, Christians, sick talking about the word all the time. But the word what kept me and still is keeping me. But David was saying again, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foe, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. David had enemy back then, and guess who's going to have enemy now? We are. But God said David was a man after his own heart, but he still had enemy. Just because God called you special, or call you my son or my daughter or my whatever it is, does not mean the enemy. That's why the enemy going to mess with you. But God, like God delivered David, he going to deliver us. Okay? He said, though a host should encamp around against me. That means an army of people. So he had a lot of them at one time around, and you know he was running from Saul. He said, though a host should encamp against me, my heart should not fear. I'm not going to get scared. I'm not going to get dreaded. I'm not going to even allow the enemy to see me sweat. See, because when the enemy speaks in your spirit, because I'm going to tell you this too, people, whether they're right or not right, and especially when they say, they can feel people's spirit. They can feel, they can know when you're scared. They can know when you're being bold. And if an enemy can pick up your inner man, that's where it's at, and can feel you scared and shaking, he know he got you. He know he got you then. But if you be bold in Christ, he know he have to back up. He definitely have to back up. But anyway, he said, shall not fear, the war shall rise up against me. In this will I be confident. His confidence is in Christ. It's in the Lord. Our confidence is not supposed to be in us, but it's supposed to be in him, not us. And knowing that if he say, Lord, that I'm with you all the way even to the end of the earth, we have to believe that by faith. Everything we have to believe by faith. Now, sometimes God do open up certain people's eyes to see in the spirit and see that angel standing there or standing around them, but sometimes he don't. You just have to believe it by faith. That's what you have to do. believe it by faith. But he said one thing, this is what he said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Behold, the beautiful, and to inquire in his temple. You see the mindset he had? His mindset he had, that with all this stuff going on with him, his desire was to seek after that he may dwell in the house of the Lord. Basically, maybe we say in God's presence. He wasn't seeking after, you know, he had comfort. He knew God was going to get rid of the enemy. So he wasn't seeking after that. And this is what the Lord was telling me. A lot of times when people are praying, I thought people have been in the Lord a while. Not necessarily my people just coming in the Lord. But people been in the Lord. Instead of they praying, oh, Lord, you know, I want to get close to you. Lord, I'm seeking to know you more. I'm seeking to give. They're praying for God to do something to the enemy. He ain't fit to, because they're praying that he's not fit to do it. He said, when your ways please me, I'll make your enemy be at peace. So this is what I tell people. What you need to do is see if your ways are pleasing God. I don't mean because you think you're nice and you pray a little bit. Lord, show me. Is there anything? Did you tell me maybe to get up at 6 o'clock and pray and I got up at 8 and pray? That is still being disobedient. So what we have to do is, like I said, Lord, what is it? What he may be telling you is different than what he's telling me. Because I'm finding out with my own life. And this is what I stand on the word. If he said, well, I bless you if you do thus and so, I'll try to make sure I'm doing that. I'll find out what I need to be doing. This is why a lot of times, like I tell people, I don't always pray, Lord, bless me, Lord, give me this, Lord, give me that, I want this and want that. Because the word tell me if I do such and such a thing, he's going to do a certain thing. So I try to do what that word say do. Or I try to speak the word and decree it and declare the word now. Most time with me, and this has been going on me for a long time, I be seeking, trying to get close to the Lord, even though I be needing stuff, even though I don't have stuff, even though other people may have more than what I have. Because I find out, if you put the horse before the cart, the horse can carry the cart. Which means if I put Jesus before whatever I want, then I got the right one in front. But I tell people that I see a lot of time, they take the cart and put it in front of the horse. They ask for their stuff and their things and stuff instead of getting close to the Lord. Because a lot of times, one thing that I have learned with the Lord, he will change your circumstance, your perception of it, before he changes your circumstance. This is why I tell people a lot of times what I have to learn how to do. And I still have to learn. I see what's going on around me. I see what's, you know, what I've been through. I see all that. But instead of focus on that, I be crying out to the Lord, Lord, I need to know you. I want you. Because if I focus on that, I know me, the enemy will take me back to that old attitude and have me get mad and saying something. No, I'm not trying to go backwards. So, Lord, he said, ye that keep his mind stayed on him being perfect peace. This is why a lot of times I won't pray for people to have peace. Because he tell you, if you keep your mind stayed on him, you'll have peace. So if your peace have lost, that's because your mind ain't been on him. Then it also tells from Philippians, but I think on these things, what is good, you know, all these different things. If we think on that, and this is what I'm telling people a lot of times, we're not doing what the words say do. Because someone can pray for you to have peace, but if you have not learned how to keep your peace, no sooner they pray for the devil and come back and steal it again. Because you figure you got the word, you figure you got to try to do this, you figure you got to do that. It's a thing that you have to learn how to do yourself. What I used to do, and I still do it now, when the enemy try to bring stupid stuff to my mind or make me worry about what's going on or what I ain't got, I said, Lord, that's your business, not mine. Help me, Jesus. Lord, that's your business, not mine. I refuse to think of it. Now, yes, I've called all kind of names because, you know, well, you know, you're supposed to, because God said if you make one step, I make two. I mean, any little thing to get you, I said, but sometimes with some circumstance, God fixes it so you can't change it. You have to trust him. You have to. And that's the way he put it. But anyway, it says, for in the time of trouble, He shall hide me in his pavilion. That's a place of refuge. He's saying, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. This is what he said he'd do to David. Do you believe he'd do any different for us? Because God has no respect for her, because that would be sin. So when trouble comes, he's letting him know trouble was going to come. What I see today, I see people, I'm talking about people that, you know, I see people been in the Lord a long time. They think trouble shouldn't even come. It just makes no sense. I don't understand it. If you live long enough, you ain't got to even read the Bible. You know trouble going to come. And then the Bible will tell you. But he said, in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted above my enemies round about me. He said, therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifice of joy. I'm going to praise God. I'm going to rejoice. I will sing praise unto the Lord. Not saying, Lord have mercy, Lord Jesus, Lord Christ, this happening, da, 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 da. Okay, mom and complaining, be honest, go back to the Old Testament. It makes him angry. Because basically what it is when we do that, we're tempting God because we don't trust him. We're complaining. And they did that in the Old Testament. And he did give them what they want, but he said, bro, lean to the soul. What that meant? Well, okay, leanness means that they're in the right place. It's not prospering. That in the Old Testament meant prosper. They never did learn how to trust God. Because every time they got in a situation, they whined and cried. And what God did, we tired of leaks, we tired of this, we tired of that. What are we saying now? Some of us, some of my people, are saying the same thing. I've been going through some stuff a long time. I'm not saying I don't want God to change you. But I know complaining ain't going to make him change no quicker. It's not. I'm going to stay in that trial until I shut up. And like, see, physically die, I mean not physically, spiritually die to my flesh. The Bible says, hear, O Lord, when I cry, David saying, with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou said, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, what I seek. His face, when he's talking about in the scripture, especially in the Old Testament, he's talking about his presence. Most people seeking God's hand. What you promised me, what you said this and what you said that and what you said the other. What have we promised God? Because most of us, most people, when they get in trouble, they promise God the world. They promise God they'll go hell and high places for him. Then after they get what they want, they forget about him as if he don't know. But he will test us. But seeking his face, and that's why I said earlier, a lot of times with me, and I still do that now, it's not that I don't need things. It's something with something I don't want that much, but there are some things I need. But I know that if I seek his face and be more concerned about what's on your heart, Lord, what do you want me to do? Who do you want me to minister to? Where do you want me to go? I know if I take care of his business, he's going to take care of mine. And not only, like I say, I tell people this, if a person, whoever is the head, the maker, or whatever it is, when you take care of God's business, you don't have to worry about children, family, nobody else, because he's going to take care of them. He may not always give them exactly what we think they ought to give them, but he's going to take care of them. Because when you take care of my business, I will perfect that which concerneth you. Go back to the word. But he said, David told him, hide not thy face from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God, of my salvation. See, he know who is his deliverer. You got to know who your deliverer. Now, God may use people, but he is your own deliverer. He's the only one who can change the hearts of people. This is why you have to trust in him. Because if you trust in people, I'm here to be honest with you, and some of you probably know this, God will change the heart of people, turn your heart, if you trust in the people, not him. What they used to do and be, he'll turn their heart so they can't. That's why you have to put your trust in him. But he said, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. What is he saying? There are times in people's lives. And this is why I see today we got so many of y'all, you know, people think that with the mother, the father, or whoever it is, that they shouldn't forsake, but he already let them, had David was telling them, when they forsake him, the Lord going to take me up, so you still won't be alone. You have the one that can do more for you than any human being. So your trust need to be put in God. He said, teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemy. If we allow the Lord to teach us and lead and guide us in the way we want to go, he will give us strategy where the enemy can see us but not see us. And I'm talking about what I know. I at a time, it did happen more than one time. There were some people that used to just love to want to just buff me with that word. Buff me with that word. And, you know, because I believe the word. I really did. And they had the religious. But anyway, they would like to get around me just so they can buff me. And I know one time this lady, where I was living at, she wanted to come to see me. But see, I know when God has her to come right by my house, she told me later, if she had my number, God wouldn't even let her call it. And she said, I was right over there near you. And she told me, well, I said, you're right at my house. But she wanted to come and everything that I say, she wanted to combat it. She wanted to come with this religious thing. And one thing about God, I can tell you this, if you stick to that word and you really obey, God is not going to let another so-called Christian, whatever you want to call him, antagonize you with that word. He loves all his children, but he's not going to one going to obey him. He's not going to let another one. That is not, because they antagonize you. But she couldn't even find a place, because that's what she wanted to do, because she thought I was off the chain, because the way I believe. Now, she had been in the Lord long and all that stuff. She believed in how you have to help yourself. She believed in the world system and, you know, in all of this and in the job and all this. But God had taken me through to teach me to trust in him. And God had me living at a place at that time, and she made a statement. She said, when people got faith, God would not let you allow you to live. The place was not bad like that, but it wasn't, I guess, when you got, as they thought, great faith, then God would put you in a mansion. That's not the way God operates anyway. That's not the way he operates, because when he's taking you a walk of faith or whatever it is, you got to walk before you got to crawl before you walk. He will strip you all the way back down and raise you back up. So your faith and your desire and your want won't be in stuff and things. It'll be in him. That's why God is saying nowadays you got a lot of prophets and things. They're speaking to people about a lot of stuff. But catch them when trouble comes. Catch them when they can't have their way. You got some of them they cuss, and they may not use the term to, like we use them in the world, but use a slang curse word. And don't realize they're still cussing. When the word, they should have word should have been unchanged them. But anyway, the Bible, he said, deliver me not over to the will of my enemies, he was asking God. For false witness are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. You see what was happening to David. So you see it's not something that's not going to happen today. If it happened back then, guess what it's going to do? It's going to happen now. If it happened to Jesus, guess what's going to happen to you? It's not you that anybody coming against. It's the God that's in you. He does not ever want Jesus to in you, the Holy Spirit, to live and do greatness and destroy his kingdom. So they come out, ignorant people come out to maybe to try to destroy that person of faith, try to destroy them to make this, like they ain't nothing, they can't this, because Christ in you trying to grow, or like they was trying to tell me, but no, that ain't right, because the Bible, this and somebody just preached this, and somebody, with a thing, this is what I used to tell them. Well, then you need to go to them if you want to sit up under them, because I'm going to preach what God tell me to preach. See, because that was the wrong spirit anyway. That was the wrong spirit. So you have to learn to discern, you know, when the wrong spirit is using people trying to get you off the track. And let them know, that is not what the Bible says. That is not what the Bible says. And I do that right today with people sometimes, you know, especially when I'm believing God for something. They tell me, yeah, but no, it's not no yeah, but the Bible says this. The Bible says this. You have to know the word of God. I don't know it all. Like I said, I don't know the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. A whole lot of it I don't know, but the one that I do know, I'm not going to let the devil steal it from me. I'm not going to let somebody tell me I can't have something. He say I can if I live like he want me to live. I don't have to have the money. I don't have to have it. He got it. He got a cattle on a thousand here. Sibling gold is here. Everything somebody else got is his. And he hold the whole world in his hand. I'm his child. So if he want me to have it, I don't have to pray for him to get taken from somebody. But the Bible tell you, the wealth of the sinner, whoever they are, is laid up for the just. So if I live right, and he's a sinner over here accumulating, they won't serve God, they won't help nobody else. Yeah, guess what? Eventually God will take it from them anyway and give it to one that's going to be a blessing in the kingdom. That's the way the Bible talks. But he said, I'm going to read that again, deliver me not over to the will of the enemy, for false witness arise up against me and such as breathe out truth. That means that when people lying, that's what a false witness is, lying against them and breathe out hatred stuff to them. You grow to a point, I'm being real with you, you grow to a point that it don't bother you as much as people used to bother you. And then you grow, keep growing, and keep dying to your flesh. And you don't really pay it no attention. You hear it. And you may tell it as a testimony. But if you don't get offended no more, you don't get hurt no more because God done toughened you up. Because you know it's the devil. Okay? He said, I had fainted, gave in, get weary, unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the hand of the living. So how do we keep from fainting and giving up? Believe, not with a mental belief in your head, but in your heart, get to the place, just like you know your name, you know what your name is. You don't believe you who you are. You know who you are. Get this way about the word of God and who he is in your life. Because beliefs change with circumstances. But when you know, and you know that your God is faithful, he'll do this, you know where he brought you from, you may not understand every way he takes you, but you know you're still in his hand, then I began to point to say, I said, I know you're going to do it because he said it. I said, I stopped believing because I believe for a change, but then God had a prophet to tell me back in a couple of months ago, maybe two, 3 months ago, say that the Lord said he wanted you to stop saying you believe and say you know. Because everything has already been done. The prayers, you pray for other people. Everything's already done. I'm just waiting for the manifestation. But he's saying, do not be saying you believe anymore. Say you know he's going to do it. Or you know it's done. And this is what you have to get in your mind and your heart. Yeah, the circumstances and everything will look like that. It's not happening because sometimes we look at what we see. The Bible said it's temporary. What we see not is the word. I know God's going to do this. I know God's going to do that because he said it. His word said it. So I know. Well, sometimes you have I call them liver lips, really, come up and say, well I don't understand because, you know, sometimes people don't dictate my blessing. God does. He promised if I do such and such, he's going to do this. And this is what I had to make a lifestyle about quite a few things, you know, after God had gave me a word from way back or whatever. And people, you know, may talk to me about it. I said, no, God gave me a promise. This does not have anything to do with the person. He told me what he's going to do. Yeah, but no, yeah, but. See, because the enemy will try to feed this stuff into you, and if you go in your spirit, it is going to bring a harvest. That's why you can't listen to everything everybody say negative. You can't really listen to every preacher or every prophet. You can't. Something you should let go down in your spirit. I had to learn that the hard way. Because I was shattering stuff one time, you know, where God had showed me in a dream, and, you know, this lady was telling me, I seen something look like a gulf, and I saw that little thing flying over it. Didn't know what it was, But I had also been studying Ezekiel. But anyway, I was telling about, oh, that's from the devil. You know, you must have ate some pizza. And I talked to the Lord about it. It ain't bothering me. So the Lord said, no, it's not. So you go read the book of Ezekiel. And later on, the lady named Mary Baxter came out with the book about divine revelation to hell. I believe, oh, yeah. And she described something like a gulf in there and these demons flying over. And God probably would have taken me into the dream and showed me something like he did her, but me running my mouth. And I was talking to somebody that was a Christian, been in church a long time, that I thought they should have known about certain things like that. So you have to be very, very careful about that. But I'm going to read that 13th verse again. He said, I have fainted unless I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So you know, if you do not believe, if you up one day and down the next day, I believe today, tomorrow, because he didn't do it, I don't know, or this change, then you know you're going to faint and give in and give up. The Bible said, be not weary and well done. You reap if you faint not. You reap if you faint not. So he's telling you, no matter what's going on, if I gave you a promise, don't give in and don't give up. But this is what the scriptures say. One of the main parts he wanted me to really, what's going to be, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. This is what I'm going in the situation I'm going through now, and I've been waiting on the Lord. But God don't have nobody trying to push me going the wrong direction right now. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Because I don't talk to God about it, and I tell God like I told him years ago. When I'm trying to stand like I'm standing now, and mean well Christians, they had not learned to trust God. Well, you ought to do this. You ought to go this way. I said, God, I love your people. I don't want what they got. I don't even want the Holy Ghost of God. Get me out from around them. Get me out from around them. And God did. Because I was trying to stand on with the word. They were telling me how to help myself out. And like I tell you, I'm not stupid. I know about all the different things out there to help people out. And if God wasn't constraining me, I'd have went to him and got the help. But see, he wasn't taking them the way he was taking me. I had to stand cold turkey. And that was not easy. I mean, and not really knowing God, not really knowing a whole lot of work, but I had to make up my mind. Lord, I'm going to believe you. And I told the Lord this. If I go down, I'd rather go down believing you than instead of be wishy-washy and wavering. And what I'm going to wait and trust in you. I've seen God come through so many times. So many times, and came to my rescue and gave me information, gave me books, and gave me what I needed to stand. And I was just looking the other day when I was up doing some packing and what's called. I mean, and this is just to the Lord of God at a time when I didn't hardly have no whole lot of money, and some books I didn't buy, other people buy. Probably, I would have a whole, like if you're going to put bookshelves, pop a whole wall and a half of books on how to grow in the Lord, how to do deliverance, how to stand, how to trust in the Lord, how to say so many people that made it and were victorious in their relation with the Lord, taking what they said, because I didn't have nobody around me that could tell me, well, sister, you need to pray more, or you need to pray this prayer, or sister, you need to seek the Lord more. Well, you need to go to church. But basically, I'm saying y'all going to church, but ain't no changes. Ain't no changes at all. So what am I going to go there to die? Because that's what it would have been. I told God, I want your will for my life. I want to be able to help your people. I can't stand, like I say, even in the world, being a hypocrite. Whatever I did, I'll tell you I did it, but I'll tell you none of your business. So I'm not going to be one in Christ. I'm not going to come on here and teach and preach the word to y'all and then live any kind of way. And then instead of trusting, telling y'all to trust God, and here I'm trying to find every method, way I can to make things be right for me. I'm not going to do that, because if I call you to fall, he's going to deal with me. He's going to deal with me. I got to help people, as he told me, to help people walk in their destiny. So whatever in your way that I can see and it's going to hinder you, as being a leader, he let me see it, or even if he let somebody else see it. It's my job to tell you, don't walk over that pole because you're going to fall. Or don't say that negative word because you're going to come up a harvest in your life. That is the love of God. Happen. Somebody don't love you or see you getting ready to step in a big ditch and won't open their mouth or say nothing because they're afraid you get offended. That's not love. Love is enough to help you to walk to your destiny and not be jealous because God's going to use you, God's going to bless you, but help to push you to where God wants you to go, help to encourage you and let you know you cannot talk that way. You cannot even think that way. Because if you do, you're going to fall. Because no carnal-minded Christian will God give power. First of all, with the power of the enemy, and you cannot bring deliverance to people. You won't be able to. All of that has to go. You have to trust God. When God trusts you, and God trusts you, then he gives you his power. And one other thing, because my time is running out, but I'm going to say this. I'm going to go back and share this, because I probably shared it before. Now, I had, like I said, way back, the Lord used to tell me about taking people, placing my car, going to different churches, you know, because I told him I had church energy. And so at a time back in 2003, big boss, the Lord allowed my daughter to go to the hospital. He wouldn't allow me to go because I had a shed in. I didn't know God was testing me. I really didn't know that he was testing me. But the way it worked out, he did it. He had me to split it up 3 days on one week and 4 days on the other. And after it was over with, the Lord sent someone to me and told me, said, God said, now he trusts you. I looked at them, but I'm not one of them that argue back at people God used. I don't do that. And I looked at him, and I said, now he trusts me. I said to myself, I thought God trusts me all the time. I wasn't in the streets. I wasn't lying. I was preaching, teaching. I was doing all this stuff. But because he had told me to stop holding folks around in my car, church folks, and I didn't do it. Because he said, it wasn't a cab. I'm training you for ministry. But then he had the guy to say this. He said, God said, now he trusts you. He said, now he getting ready to bless you through Abraham a blessing. Then I knew what God meant. Just like he had Abraham offer Isaac up on the altar. God wanted to see if I loved him enough that I would offer her on the altar. And while I was doing the shedding, I couldn't go. I couldn't go over there. She would tell you the same thing. I couldn't go over there. So God said, now I blessed him that blessed you, and I cursed him that cursed you. But I was thinking, the point was, I was thinking because I was doing all the, you know, what kind of stuff. I think God was trusting me then, but because that one disobedient, holding folks around, he knew, too, that she was close to me in my heart. But he wanted to see if you love me more or you love her more. Let me see who you're going to put first. And that's why I keep telling people, you know, which I told her to do the same thing, put God first. But like I tell people, God wants us to realize he has to come first. He has to come first. And only spiritual mature people will understand that. Only will understand it. And that was the thing, like I said, to me, but I had this thing of obeying God anyway. So I just said, Lord, please help me, Jesus. Please help me. Please help me. And the time, I'm going to say this part, because at the time I did go over there, after I wasn't doing the shedding. And I was ready to stay tonight. And I told her, I said, I come to stay tonight. She said, no, Mama said, people might need you. I know ain't nowhere in the world that was nobody but God. God had her to say that. I didn't argue. I didn't say I'm going to stay anyway. I didn't say I was supposed to be over here because I'm your mama. I'm your this. After my setting time up, I went on back home to the people for the start of what's come. But there was time from hell to tell you God would put you on the cross and have you to make a decision. But he did that for me. I'm not saying he'll do everybody like that, but he may do you like that on something else or whatever. Whatever could be closest to your heart, you know, he would do that. But I just want to encourage each and every person, but we had to come to the place, like I say, to know, first of all, God got to be first. Got to trust God and know this, I don't care what you're going through. God will bring you out. I'm not sitting up here and tell you where he'll bring you out tomorrow, whatever it is, because he didn't do me like that. And some things I'm telling somebody recently, they got to talk here. I mean, yeah, this young man anyway, talking about something he's been going through for 15 months. I told him, I said, what have you been waiting on God for some years, or like 20 years? But he's, well, you know, you get frustrated. I know you get frustrated, but that ain't going to make God move. Because that one thing, what he's saying right there, going to make you stay in it longer. I said, well, see, if you're serving God for what you want from him, you give up on him in a heartbeat. But if you're doing it because you love him, and you keep doing what he's telling you to do, even though he blessing other people, he ain't blessing you. I mean, he's blessing you, but he's not giving you what kind. You're showing God that you love him. You're not loving him for his hand. Not loving him for his hand. He wants somebody who truly love him, not in words. See, love is an action word. It's an action word. You show people you love them. You show him you love him. That's what he really wants. I just want to encourage you all tonight, you know, with that, and to, you know, take your life by David, how the Lord is really saying, wait on him. Praise him in the midst of it. Thank him in the midst of it. Lord, you got it anyway. I can't handle it. I can't do it. And guess what? If you don't do it, ain't nobody else could do it. I'm going to have to trust you. I'm going to have to trust you. And I did tell the Lord, if I go down, I'm going down believing you. But I told the Lord, if I have to be the last one standing, and I have been that way, everybody else around me was giving up and giving in on God. And I'm walking around looking like, losing weight and all that. But I would not complain. And anybody back during that time will tell you, they never heard me complain about nothing. They ever say, well, I thought you said it. I say, every delay is not denial. Every delay is not. I will not complain to anybody. Talk to God, but I would not complain to anyone. Not because I was strong or anything like that. But I read the Bible. I know what he said about that. And I know how people were anyway. But anyway, love y'all. Thank God for you. I'm still standing believing with you, knowing that. You can guarantee it on that. As long as the breath in my body and God help me, I will be standing believing for God's best to be done in your life. And I want to see you wherever God got you at the top. I want to see, because we all need one another on their post in the kingdom of God. We all need that. But anyway, just keep me in prayer. And I just want to stay on the wall and obey God. The blessing stuff, yeah, I'm believing now, you know, I'm for God's will to manifest about, you know, about this moving and all that stuff. But I just want to be in the will of God. That's what I want to be in the will of God. But all right, y'all continue to be blessed until we, what's called again, we do a free conference tomorrow at 8 Eastern and 7 Central time. So y'all be blessed and love y'all. And talk to y'all again. Have a blessed one. So good night. Wait a minute. All right.